平安夜上帝希望每个人都有平安，心里有平安，家里有平安，整个人类世界都有平安。
On this holy night, God desires for us to have peace, peace in our life, in our family, in this world.
And非常感谢主，今天晚上有这么精美的音乐神把智慧聪明赐给我们这些弟兄姐妹，让他们的演奏实在是触动我的心。
We thank God for this beautiful music tonight, that God has blessed so many of us with talents to use it to praise God, and this has really touched my heart tonight.
圣诞节的时候一定会有圣诞音乐，也是在教会还在商场任何地方你都会听到圣诞音乐。
Whether you're in church or you're in a mall, you'll hear Christmas music during Christmas.
但是圣诞音乐不是圣诞节的中心。
But Christmas music is not the center of Christmas.
在圣诞节期间你到处可以见到圣诞树，但圣诞树不是圣诞的中心。
You'll see Christmas tree everywhere, but Christmas tree is not the center of Christmas.
我知道很多人已经收到圣诞礼物，圣诞贺卡，但圣诞礼物和圣诞贺卡也不是圣诞节的中心。
A lot of you probably have received Christmas cards or Christmas presents, but those are not the center either.
我知道很多人很享受圣诞的晚餐，无论在家里在教会里头。但圣诞的这个聚集晚餐也不是圣诞的中心。
You might enjoy a Christmas dinner with your family or here at church, but even that dinner is not the center of Christmas.
圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督。
The center of Christmas is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是圣诞的中心。
Jesus Christ is the center of Christmas.
但不仅如此，他是人类历史的中心。
Not just that, he is the center of our history.
历史上的耶稣基督来到这个世界分为两半，公元前和公元后。
Our history is divided in half, AD and BC.
有时候我想如果耶稣基督没有来到这个世界，中国人的纪念方式可能还是某某朝代某某年。
If Jesus Christ never came to this world, maybe the way we record calendars is by which king or which emperor that's in place.
没有耶稣基督来到这个世界的话，今天的世界不会是这个样子，人类的历史不会是这个样子，人类的文明也不是这个样子。
If Christ didn't come to this world, our history will be different, our civilization will be different, our culture will be different.
刚才我们听到巴赫和这个等会儿听到亨德尔的音乐，但是没有基督，不会有巴赫，也不可能有亨德尔。
We just heard music from Bach. Later we'll sing songs together by Handel. But without Christ, none of these musicians will have any music for us.
没有基督也不可能有莎士比亚和托尔斯泰。
Without Christ, there is no Shakespeare or Tolstoy.
没有基督也不可能有康德和黑格尔。
Without Christ, there will be no Kant or no Hegel.
没有基督也不可能有伽利略、哥白尼和牛顿。
Without Christ, there will be no Galileo or Newton.
没有基督，也没有今天的大学和医院。
There will be no university or hospital to go to without Christ.
如果没有基督，当然不会有今天的美国。
Without Christ, we won't be here. There will be no United States.
没有基督，也不可能有美国的独立宣言里面所说的“人人被造平等”这句话。
You wouldn't hear the Independent Declaration that says all men are created equal.
就是说耶稣基督是圣诞的中心，耶稣基督是人类历史的中心。
Jesus Christ is the center of Christmas. Jesus is the center of our history.
但不仅如此，耶稣基督他是他自己的中心。
Not only that, Jesus is Christ's center.
为什么说耶稣基督是他自己的中心呢？
What does Christ's center mean?
因为耶稣基督来到这个世界，他没有说我来告诉你们什么是道路，什么是真理，什么是生命。
He didn't come to teach you there is a way or there is a life or there is truth.
他说我就是道路、真理和生命。
But he came and revealed to us that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
他来到这个世界，他没有告诉我们说，我告诉你，这个世界很黑暗，有一个地方你们可以找到光明。他没有这么说。
He didn't come to this world and say, I know you're in darkness and I know place where you can find light. He didn't say that.
他说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里行。
But he tells us that he is the light.
他来到这个世界，他不是来告诉你有一位上帝，来证明给你看上帝是存在的。
He didn't come into this world to prove to us there is a God or point to us who God is.
他来是告诉我们说，我就是上帝。
He came to this world and told us he is God.
你看到我就是看见父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
我与父原为一。
I am one with the Father.
所以圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督，历史的中心是耶稣基督，耶稣基督是自己的中心。
So the center of Christmas is Jesus. The center of our history is Jesus. And our salvation is in Jesus himself.
我们有点大脑的人，读过一点历史的人，我们都知道，在历史当中有许多人自称为上帝。
If you ever study history, you will probably realize a lot of people call themselves God.
中国就有很多这样的人物，洪秀全就是这样，他自称为上帝差派来的。
And in our Chinese history, there are quite a few people who call them, they are messengers from God, or they're from God.
他是称为是耶稣的兄弟。
He called himself brothers of Jesus Christ.
历史当中还有不少人自称为上帝差来的使者。
Some people call themselves, messengers from God.
他替天行道。
They are doing the will of God.
我们有什么标准来衡量一个人真的是从上帝而来？
How do we know if someone is truly from God?
或者是骗人。
Or if he's lying.Or trying to tempt us.
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
你看看人类的历史。孔子降生的时候，没有任何的预言告诉你孔子会降生。
If you look into our history, when Confucius was born, there was no prophecy.
老子降生的时候，没有任何的历史，没有任何的预言来告诉你。老子会降生。
The founder of Taoism, there is no prophecy.
你带入历史看一看。佛祖降生的时候，没有任何的预言和历史告诉后人有一位佛祖要降生。
When Buddha was born, there was no prophecy about his birth.
你再读一读穆罕默德的历史，他出生之前没有任何的历史典籍，没有任何的先知告诉你，有一天有个叫穆罕默德的。
If you look at Muhammad, there is no prophecy about his birth either.
但是你读古代的典籍，你读读先知几百年前的预言。
But if you read the Old Testament and read the prophecy from the prophets,
刚才我们看的那个经文，耶稣降生之前的一千多年、七百多年、八百多年，先知就详细的预言。
These scriptures are recorded 700, 800, 1,000 years before Jesus Christ was even born.
他告诉你，有位童女要怀孕生子。
These prophecies told us there will be a virgin bearing a kid.
预言告诉你，他要生在伯利恒。
The prophecy tells us that this kid will be born in Bethlehem.
他告诉你他要出自犹大支派。
And the prophecy says that he'll be from Judah.
他还告诉你，他是大卫王的后裔。
And he'll be a descendant of King David.
他还告诉你，他死的时候是一个受难的仆人的形象。
And it tells you that the way he dies will be a suffering death.
他告诉你，死的时候他没有安葬之地。
There'll be no place to bury him.
你在历史当中找到任何一个人物。几百年前先知就详细的预言他生在何处，生在什么时候，他怎么样的死法，清楚明了。
If you look through history, there is no prophecy about anyone other than Jesus that details its birth, his life and his death.
上帝爱人，他寻找人，甚至在基督还没有降生之前的几百年，几千甚至上千年，他就开始告诉我们基督要来到这个世界，这是帮助人类来识别假弥赛亚、假救主的唯一真法、唯一方法。
God loves us and God has been seeking us throughout history. Even before Christ was born, He gave us prophecy so that we can test against the Messiah to see who's real and who's fake.
基督为什么要来到这个世界呢?
But why did Jesus come?
世界上许许多多宗教,
there are so many religions in this world, why do we need something new?
各位朋友, 弟兄姐妹, 你们知道, 所有人类的宗教都有一个特点。
All the religions have one commonality.
人在寻找上帝,
that we are seeking God.
但基督福音不同,
but Christianity is different.
基督福音是告诉我们,
Christianity tells us that man cannot find God.
上帝是无限的, 是绝对的, 人是有限的, 相对的,
God is infinite and we are limited.
人找不到上帝,
we cannot find God on our own effort.
所以上帝来到这个世界来寻找人,
so God came and found us.
所以基督福音跟所有人间的宗教不一样的地方,
so the difference between Christianity and all the other religions,
别的宗教是人在寻找上帝,
is that other religions, men have to seek after God.
用自己的智慧来想象上帝,
we have to use our own imagination to think who God is.
但基督福音告诉你, 上帝来寻找你,
but Christianity tells us Jesus came to seek after us.
这为什么耶稣基督? 来到这个世界,
that's why Jesus Christ came into this earth.
他为什么来到这个世界呢?
Why did he come?
耶稣自己说, 人子来是要寻找拯救, 是伤的人。
Jesus said it himself, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that was lost.
我们所有的人, 就像一个浪子, 离开了上帝,
we all like prodigal sons, we're lost and we left our Heavenly Father. We're like sheep that have gone astray. We don't know who we are. We don't know why we live here. We don't know where we're going. No one knows. But Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that are lost. We're all lost. We're all rebelling against God.
上帝是爱,
but God is love. We need God's love.
上帝的爱是无条件的, 是绝对的, 无论你是什么样的人, 他爱你。
God's love is unconditional. It doesn't matter who you are, God loves you.
不是因为贫穷, 他不爱你, 不是因为你长得不美, 他不爱你, 不是因为智商不高, 他不爱你,
if you're
他爱所有的人, 无条件的爱所有的人。
He loves you regardless how much money you have or how handsome you look or how smart you are. He loves you nonetheless.
他的爱是绝对的无条件的。
His love is unconditional.
可是当我们远离上帝以后, 我们人间所有的爱, 都变成一个比较性的爱。
But when we leave God and we're far away from God, all this, the love that this world can offer us are all relative.
我们的爱都是 如果我们不比较，我们不懂什么叫爱。
They're all conditional. If we don't compare, if we don't relate, we don't know what it means to love.
你爱上一个人, 他长得比较好, 他的智商比较高, 他的地位比较不错。
When you love someone,
但是在比较当中, 你在寻求这种爱。
When you love someone, you look at that person and say, he's relatively prettier than the other person, or smarter than the other person. You're making that comparison as you're finding love.
有一天你突然发现, 在你的比较当中, 发现有一个, 更美的, 更富的, 更有高位的, 更有魅力的, 你的爱就改变了。
But in your comparison, one day you might find someone who is prettier, who is richer, who is smarter, and your love change.
这为什么在世界当中你发现家庭不能再破裂。
That's why you see a lot of broken families in our world today. There are a lot of people who are crying in the dark corner. Because the love that this world can offer us is all conditional. It's all relative. Love becomes a competition, becomes something you have to bargain for.
我付出了多少努力, 我付出了多少时间,
you think about how much effort you have put in compared to other people.
而且我们爱变得非常的脆弱, 非常的疲惫, 常常我们因为爱而伤心, 爱而疲惫。
And our love becomes fragile and burdensome. A lot of time we're crying over our love,
我们都向往爱，都渴望爱。可是，当我们跟上帝的爱隔绝以后，我们的爱变得非常的讲条件，非常的脆弱，非常的斤斤计较。
We all desire love, we all want love, but when we left God, our love becomes conditional.
今天我们有多少人敢说，你爱你的配偶是无条件的爱，是绝对的爱？
How many of us are willing to say that your love for your spouse is unconditional?
甚至我们都不敢说，我们爱我们的儿女都不是无条件的，
绝对的爱。Even to our kids, sometimes we're afraid to say we love them unconditionally.
当你的儿女比别人的儿女更优秀的时候，你爱他就更多一点。
When your kids are behaving and they're performing well, sometimes you find yourself loving them a little more.
因为我们和那永恒的绝对的爱之间产生了距离。
Because we are far away from that eternal love that God can offer us.
上帝不但是爱，上帝还是光。当我们远离上帝光的时候，我们的里头慢慢变得阴暗。
Jesus is not only love, but he's also light. When we left Christ, our inner self, our soul become dark.
上帝是光，在他里头毫无黑暗。所以上帝的里头没有忧愁，上帝的里头没有忧伤，上帝的里头没有沮丧，他没有，因为他是绝对的光明。
Jesus is light, in him there's no darkness, in him there's no anxiety, no depression, no sadness, because he is light.
当我们人类远离上帝以后，我们远离众光之源，我们的里头变得阴暗。
When we left God, we left the source of light, and our heart is filled with darkness.
让我们想一下我们自己的里头。
If you look inside of yourself,
你里面那个动机，那个 passion, 你里头那个热情有多少是光明的、高贵的？
If you examine your passions, your motivation for doing things, how many of them are of light and not of darkness?
再反省一下我们的里头有多少的骄傲，有多少的虚荣，有多少的冷漠，有多少的自私，有多少的苦毒，有多少的怒气，有多少的怨恨。这些东西把我们心灵变得非常的阴暗，没有喜乐。
When we look at ourselves, we see a lot of pride, a lot of greed, and a lot of selfishness in ourselves, and our heart is filled with all this darkness, and there's no lightening ourselves.
当我们有点成功的时候，我们就骄傲。
When we're a little successful, we're proud.
当我们有点失败的时候，我们就开始沮丧。
But when we are set back, we are depressed.
当有一点点称赞的时候，我们就飘飘然。
And we hear a little praise from people, it's like we're in heaven already.
当我们有点批评的时候，我们就暴跳如雷。
But when someone complains to us, we're filled with anger.
我们的里头没有光。
Because there is no light in us.
我们根本不认识自己。
We don't know ourselves.
上帝造我们，我们原来跟上帝的关系就像一个风筝，下面有一条线牵着这个风筝。我们跟上帝的关系断了以后，这个风筝就不再有线，随风在飘荡。
When God created us, we're like a kite, they're connected to God. But when we left God, the kite is cut away, and we're flying away aimlessly.
你称赞我，风是向这边吹，我就向这边走。你批评我，风是向这边吹，我就向这边走。我们的心灵整天就在风中飘荡不定，里面没有平安。
Our life is like drifting in the wind. When we hear praise, we drift one way, but when we hear complaint, we drift the other way.
上帝不但是爱，不但是光，上帝是生命。
God is not only love, not only light, but also life.
当人远离上帝以后，也远离真爱，也远离真光，也远离真正的生命。
When we left God, we left love, we left out light, and we left out life.
我们在这个世界上每一天，我们都知道，我们在寻求，我们在拼搏，但是每个人的生命只有几十年的时间。
In this life, we're working hard and we're pursuing after so many things. We know our lives are limited.
每个人都面对生命要终止的那一天。
Our time is limited, and we're facing the same final destination.
我是个牧师，有的时候我去医院看人。我的心中非常的疼痛。
Being a pastor, I go to the hospital a lot to visit patients, and a lot of time it brings pain in my heart.
有的时候我去 看到那个新生的儿，我非常的喜乐。
When I see a newborn baby, my heart is filled with joy.
生命的这两点，我都常常见证到。
I see these two extremes a lot as a pastor.
我发现一个问题很有意思。
I realize there's a problem.
生命刚刚开始的时候，人给他一个记号。
When you're first born, you get a number.
你新生儿刚刚生下来的时候，你给他的手上绕一个圈，上面一个号码，一个名字。
When you're first born, the newborn baby are wrapped with a bracelet marked with a number.
当生命结束的时候，你知道吗？
But when your life is at the end,
同样给你一个号码。
You're also given a number.
这一次不是绕在手上。
This time is not on your hand.
这一次绕在你的脚趾上。
This time is on your ankle.
这就是生命。
This is life.
当人远离上帝以后，我们没有一个人能摆脱死亡的囚禁。
When we left God, we all have to face death.
我们一直在寻求什么呢？
What are we seeking after?
我们每个人就像一个伟大的画家。
We're like an artist.
用我们全部的热情和心血，创造许多的杰作，然后摆在自己的房间里头。
We're like an artist who spend our life creating masterpieces and putting in our house.
当人来看到你杰作的时候，你觉得非常的骄傲。
When people see your artwork, you are proud.
但是死亡像什么？死亡就像一场大火，把你所有的杰作顷刻之间烧到灰烬。
But death is like a blazing fire that will destroy all your artwork in instant.
我们每个人像什么？就像一个建筑师。
We're like an architect.
我们各画一个非常雄伟的建筑。
We're trying to build a palace.
我们用我们的智慧，用我们的时间，用我们的热情，每天建造一个辉煌的一个宫殿。
Using our passion, using our imagination, we're putting bricks by bricks to create this perfect castle.
死亡像什么？死亡就像一个强烈的地震，把你一生的心血所建立起来的宫殿，顷刻之间把它摧毁。
Death is like an earthquake that will shatter everything you have ever built in an instant.
我们从生下来开始，我们的老师、我们的同学、我们的家长、我们的周围的朋友告诉我们，在人生的海滩上。你一生要留下几串脚印。
When you were born, your parents, your teachers might tell you you're going to leave footprints for those who are behind you.
伟大的人物大概留下几个脚印，一般的人物留下个脚趾印。
Some people who are great might leave a few footprints. If you're not so great, might leave a few toe prints.
可是死亡像什么？死亡就像海啸。当海啸卷来的时候。你那几串脚印很快就消失。
But death is like a tsunami. When it comes, it wipes away all your footprints.
亲爱的朋友和弟兄姐妹，生命是什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is life?
当人远离上帝以后，我们根本就不知道什么是生命。
When we left God, we don't even know what life is.
生命变得非常的脆弱。
Life is fragile.
甚至一滴水。可以杀死我们，一个病毒可以夺走我们的生命，一个癌细胞可让我们几个月之后就消失。
A virus can easily take away our life. Cancer can take our life away in a month.
你在寻找什么？
What are you seeking after?
这是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世界？
This is the very reason why Jesus had to come to this earth.
我们本来就像一只船在大海中在颠簸。
Because we're like sheep without anchor.
我们跟上帝的关系像个船上的那个锚一样，深深的扎在海底。什么风吹，什么浪打，我们不动。
But when Jesus Christ came, Jesus is like the anchor that when storms come, we don't move.
可是当我们跟上帝断了关系以后，我们这条船不再有一个锚，风吹，浪吹，我们就在海上不断的颠簸。这就是我们的生命。所以你紧张，你恐惧，你忧虑，你心灵不得安息。物质永远不能满足你，甚至婚姻家庭也不能满足你。
But when we left God, it's like we lost an anchor. We're drifting with the waves, and we're anxious, we're despair, and nothing can satisfy us. No material goods, no family, or our spouse can satisfy us.
这是什么？耶稣来到这个世界，耶稣来到这个世界来寻找我们，要把我们带回到上帝的生命里头，带回到上帝的爱里头，带回到上帝的光里头。
That's why Jesus Christ came. He brings us back, reconciles us with God, so we can again receive that love, that light, and that life.
我们就像那个生命的风筝，被上帝建立关系以后，虽然有风，但是我们有根线紧紧的系住我们；就像那个船，虽然有风浪，但那个锚紧紧的扎在上帝的里头。With
Christ, we're like that kite that's connected, even with the winds blowing at us, we're still. We're like the sheep with anchor, with the waves come, we stand still.
我们等一会，我们要请我们的余琼弟兄要演奏。 亨德尔的哈利路亚大合唱。
Later on, we'll ask our brother Yu to play the chorus Hallelujah by Handel later.
亨德尔这个人，他是德国人，在意大利学歌剧，在英国成名，最后死在英国。
I want to share you a little life about Handel. He's German, but he learned opera in Italy, and then he became famous in England.
他和我们一样，他也是一个浪子，也是一个世上的人。他被上帝寻找过。If
you look at his life, he's just like one of us. He used to be a prodigal son, but God sought after him and brought him back.
亨德尔是伟大的一个作曲家，他把德国的低沉法、意大利的独唱和英国的合唱法。
He's a great composer. He combined the music from German with the opera from Italy and the chorus from England into his own style of music.
他在英国他开歌剧院写歌剧，那他的名声享誉整个欧洲。In
England, he even had his own opera house, and his fame was all over Europe.
他骄傲，他享受许多的鲜花，许多的掌声，许多的金钱。
He was prideful, and he had all the recognition, all the flowers, and all the wealth.
可是18世纪20年代事情改变。But
in 18th century, by about the 1720s, things started to change.
英国人不再喜欢歌剧。The
British no longer likes opera.
他自己开的歌剧院开始倒闭。His
business has to be closed.
他的敌人开始攻击他，咒骂他。
And his enemy started to mock him.
那更糟糕的时候，在他穷困潦倒的时候，在他57岁那一年，他居然中风了。What
was worse is that with all this going on, at the age of 57, he became paralyzed due to a stroke.
我们的中国人说，船破偏遇顶头风，是吧？
I'm not gonna try.
All
that
right,
one.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Fine, okay. 所以他孤独，他贫穷，他沮丧，他生病。所以1741年8月21号的晚上，他一个人在泰晤士河边在散步。他觉得一生结束了，已经57岁的年龄还谈什么？He's
lonely, he's depressed, he's poor. But on the night of August 21st, 1741, he was walking by a river in London, and he's praying to God thinking, I'm 57 years old, I have nothing left, my life is about to end.
那天晚上夜深人静的时候，他突然听到遥远的地方传来教堂的钟声，他心中突然他的感动，强烈的感动，他就祷告说，上帝啊，他说如果你要我活下去的话，求你给我新的生命的鼓励，如果你不改变我的话，
As he was walking by the river, he hears the bell rings from a church, and he began to pray to God, and he prayed that God, if you let me live, then give me a renewed life, give me new direction, otherwise take my life away. At that time, he was considering suicide.
他拖着疲惫的身躯，回到自己的住宅，坐在自己的椅子上，把自己的假发。 过去那些时候的人带着假发，放在这个桌子上，随手拿在桌子上一叠纸，看一看，上面居然有这样的一句话。He
walked back to his house, sat down a chair, took off his wig and placed down, and he picked up a piece of paper and started reading. And there's this word, this sentence on this paper.
上面说，要安慰安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。 要向他宣告说啊，征战的日子已满了。
On the paper, it was Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed."
到这句话读的时候，他突然之间里面那个生命的火被点燃了，圣灵好像紧紧的抓住他，他感动了。
When he read that, it was like his life was renewed and the Holy Spirit took a hold of him.
这什么话呢？原来他的好朋友叫 Charles Jennings, 他是一个主持的人。他把圣经当中50多处关于耶稣基督的预言、受难跟复活的经文放在一起，写了一首祝词叫做《弥赛亚》，寄给亨德尔。亨德尔读的是第一句话，就是从圣经当中《弥赛亚书》第40章第一节。
So what had happened was his friend Charles Jennings, who was a writer, he has put together about 50-some scriptures from the Bible that talks about the birth of Jesus Christ, and he was putting it all together and sending it to Handel to review.
你知道那是1741年8月21日，所以到第二天星期六，他下午开始创作《弥赛亚》。
The next day, August 22nd, 1741, it's a Saturday, he started writing his masterpiece, Messiah.
我们不懂音乐的人，我们不知道他的灵感从何而来。懂音乐就知道，他用了24天的时间，完成了整个弥赛亚神曲的创作。他整个创作期间，他常常被圣灵感动，泪流满面，泪流满面，常常跪在地下向上帝祷告。
In merely 24 days, you might not know what that means, but it's a very short amount of time, and it was like God is speaking to him, and he finished composing the entire piece. And throughout that 24 days, it was like God moving in him, and he often was writing his music with tears on his eyes.
当他写到哈利路亚，大合唱这段的时候，他跪在地上，他双手向天，说我看见天开了。
When he was writing the final chorus, Hallelujah, he got on his knee and then cried out loud and says, I sing the heaven open up.
你知道他有一个人帮他送饭的。那天他一般送饭来的时候他不吃的。因为他专心创作。那天他仆人送过饭来的时候，他扭头看看自己的仆人，对他说，讲了这么一句话。他说， I did think I did see all heaven before me and great God himself.
So his has a servant who usually brings food to him, and on that day when the servant brought the food to him, he turned around with tears in his eyes and he looked at the servant and said, I did think I did see all heaven before me and the great God himself. 我想我看见了天堂，看见了一个伟大的神在我前面。
所以上帝的灵来洁净他，他从这个纯净的心灵，被上帝洁净的心灵当中创作这么优美的音乐。
It was as if God touched him and brought music into his life.
他过去是寻找这个世界的爱，寻找名声，寻找金钱，寻找掌声，寻找被人承认。可是当圣灵完全的感动他的时候，他不再为金钱来创作。
In the past, he wrote music to seek after approval, recognition, or love from this world. But when God changed him, his life is changed, and he no longer writes music for his own self.
所以当他第一场他写作这个音乐开始上演的时候，他是为孤儿们、孤儿院来演奏。
He started writing music for God, and for the first performance of Messiah, it was played for an orphanage.
到第二年，这首曲子在伦敦上演的时候，那英国的国王乔治一世也亲临现场来听这个音乐。
Messiah was played the next year in London. King George of England also came to hear the performance.
当唱到哈利路亚大合唱的时候，国王心中强烈被感动，就站起来听完这支曲子。从此以后，这变成一个不成文的法，每当唱哈利路亚的时候，会众都要起立。
When the music was playing, when it reached the final chorus, Hallelujah, King George stood up and listened to the entire piece standing up. And it became a tradition that whenever the chorus is playing, everyone will stand up because the king is standing up.
当然演奏是大大成功的。他过去是寻找世界的爱，如今他用上帝给他的智慧，他被赞美神来创作。所以他在这个乐曲的很多的后面都写上 Soli Deo Gloria， 就是把荣耀归给神。
In the past, he writes music for recognition or acceptance. Now he writes music for God. And so in the end of his music, he'll write Soli Deo Gloria, glory to God only.
几年前我去伦敦，到伦敦去的人，很多人都要看那个 Westminster Abbey， 那是一个大教堂，它叫 Westminster Abbey。那个 Abbey， 那个大教堂其实就是个坟墓。
A few years ago, I visited London, and I visited Westminster Abbey, which is a huge church and a huge cemetery.
它里面有很多国王的墓，有牛顿的墓。我在桥首，你们知道桥首，莎士比亚，梅尔顿的边上，我看到了亨德尔的名字。
Many great people, many kings are buried there, and in that cemetery, I saw Handel's tombstone.
在墓碑上刻了这么一句话，这句话也是从弥赛亚神曲里面来，也是从圣经里面来。他在墓碑上刻着 "I believe, I know that my Redeemer lives."
It was on his tombstone that writes, "I know my Redeemer lives." 我知道我的救赎者活着。
他跟上帝的关系重新连接，他知道上帝爱他，他知道上帝是他的光，他知道上帝是他的生命，他回转到上帝的面前，他就被上帝大大的使用。His
relationship with God is renewed. He knows God's love, he knows God's light, and he has life from God, and he is brought back in front of God.
我巴不得今天晚上上帝的灵来感动我们中间每个人。It's
my hope that God is touching you tonight.
上帝能改变，Handel。
If God can change Handel, God can change any of you.
上帝可以使用Handel，他可以使用我们这样每个人。
If God can use Handel, God can use you.
上帝让他看到天开了，今天晚上他可以让我们看到天开了。If
God reveals the heaven to Handel, God is going to reveal heaven to us.
上帝给他永恒生命的盼望，他知道我的救赎主是活着。今天晚上，上帝要进到我们的生命当中，让我们明白我们的救赎主是活着。
If God is giving Handel the everlasting hope, knowing that my Redeemer lives, God is also telling us that your Redeemer lives.
耶稣基督来到这个世界是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus Christ came to this world to seek and save the lost.
当我们世上的时候，我们远离上帝的爱，远离上帝的光，远离上帝的生命。我们就像迷路的羔羊。
When we are lost, we are left from God's love and God's light and God's life, we're like sheep that have gone astray.
如今耶稣基督在寻找我们，包括今天晚上圣灵在敲你的门，说孩子，我爱你，我是生命的光，我是生命。I
hope God is seeking after you tonight. Hope God is speaking to you saying, son, daughter, you're my son, you're my daughter, I am the love, the light, and the life.
我爱你是没有条件的爱。
I love you unconditionally.
只有在我的光中, 你才有真正的平安。
Only in me you'll receive true peace.
只有在我的永恒的生命当中, 你才知道你为什么活着, 要去什么地方。
Only if you receive the everlasting life, you'll know why you're here and where you're going.
你知道, Hallelujah大合唱是用, 斯班可以唱的, 但是后来有人把它改成钢琴曲, 所以今天我们要邀请我们的玉琼, 弟兄, 现在用钢琴来演奏《哈利路亚》这个合唱。
Brother Yu will play for us Hallelujah.